Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
A great time of the show, Chris. You know how much I love this. And, you know, this story this week is pretty cool because we're going to honor Travis Kelce. Now, when you hear, we're going to go Jason Kelce. How about his brother this time? Because I actually slipped up and said Travis. You see, when we mention the word Kelce, you automatically think of the Kansas City Chiefs, right, Chris? Everyone does. And
right.
For good reason. You know, Travis is an all-world player, has been for a long time. Well, guess what? His brother, Jason, is actually older than him. He's been in the NFL 11 years now, Chris. And, you know, I don't know if too many people even know, number one, that Travis has a brother that's in the NFL. Number two, that the guy's been an all-pro and a Pro Bowl player a few times. So right away, we know this guy goes under the radar screen, does what he does. You never hear from him, obviously, but when you read about what he does off the field, it makes a lot of noise to me, Chris. I mean, I read about this guy, and this is one of the, you know, every guy that we honor every week here deserves it. But when I read about what this guy does, I'm saying, my goodness, you know, he's got to be, and we say that about them all, but I'll just go through some of the things, Chris. I mean, this is a guy. He's very connected to the autism effort throughout the country. He has a big connection to the Eagles Autism Foundation. Him and his wife Kylie, is involved in special ed. But you know, just this past year, I mean, Jason found out about this cause, and he spent 4 hours working as a celebrity bartender, serving drinks to Eagle fans, and it raised a lot of money to go to autism, and the Kelce family matched the effort. It was well over $100,000. And, he's been very big with this, and we'll get back to autism in a minute, but he's done so many work for other organizations, Chris. The Eagles Charitable Foundation, he's always involved with that. He's done Habitat for Humanity, the Ronald McDonald House. He's actually had kids, come to Lincoln Financial Field, his treat. There's an organization called Bringing Hope Home. He's big time. He's big into the breast cancer awareness, effort. But again, going back to his wife, he originally got into the whole autism foundation. It's a pretty cool story. You know, his wife said, you know, the thing with autism, he says, I want you to come home. When you come home tonight, I'm going to introduce you to, a close family friend of mine who has autism. And Jason, I don't know if he was never exposed to it or it was the first time he ever came, but he really grew close with this guy. And then it just became a passionate advocate ever since then, Chris, and that he's devoted his life to it, man. I mean, this is a guy that actually, got onto the Today Show and played the saxophone, with the Philadelphia Orchestra playing Fly Eagles Fly just to gain some money for autism. And,
wow.
But, you know, and one more story about him. He got a connection with an Eagle fan named Ben. And this is a kid with autism. And he actually, Ben asked him one day, you know, and Ben thought he said, let me just take a shot. I'm going to ask Jason Kelce if he would want to come to my amusement park where I work. You know, so he jokingly asked him, you know, would you like to come see my, And guess what? Well, true to Kelce's nature, Chris, he accepted. And, he spent 4 hours with him at the amusement park that day. And ever since that day, you know, they've been inseparable, a kid with autism. So
wow.
It's that kind of guy that this guy, and he continues to do it. And again, he likes, actually being in the shadow of his brother because he says he can do a lot of things that I just mentioned without, being, you know, totally recognized and having his face put all over the place. So again, we'll remember Travis and when he gets into the Hall of Fame, but Jason is just as much a Hall of Famer off the field, Chris, and I urge people to go to the NFL Man of the Year part of the NFL site. Just look up all the nominees. Everyone's got a great story, but the one with Jason Kelce is especially special tonight.
Yeah, it is, and that's a tremendous story. And for folks that As you mentioned at the top of the story, Bob, they may not know that Travis had a brother, Kelly, who played in the league. He's played in the league for 10 years. He's a 5-time Pro Bowler, 3-time All-Pro, won the Super Bowl. He's a center for the Philadelphia Eagles, first of all. Let's put that out there. And won a Super Bowl with the Eagles a few years ago. So a tremendous career on his own, played his college ball at the University of Cincinnati. We know what a great year Cincinnati has had.
Yeah.
But tremendous story for what he's doing for autism and doing around Philadelphia. And you know what, Bob? I'm going to stay with the same team. I'm going to put my spotlight on Eagle safety Rodney McLeod and his wife, Erica, for the work they're doing with their foundation, which is called Change Our Future. They had several programs going on over the holidays, and going back to before Thanksgiving, they passed out turkeys to over 200 families. Then they had a 12 days of Christmas program where they, their community partners, and a group of volunteers did 12 random acts of kindness for people in the Philadelphia community. And one of those acts of kindness, when I say they did 12 groups of acts of kindness, not just 12 single acts of kindness. One of those acts was going to the local grocery store there in Philadelphia, where they handed out Christmas cards with gift cards inside them to help people pay for their groceries. So they fanned out across the store, went to different lines in the grocery store, handed out these cards to help people pay their groceries that day. Then Rodney had some of his teammates and their families, and they went to Target and handed out gift cards for people to shop for Christmas gifts and other necessities that they needed. So they sort of did the same sort of theme, grocery store, Target. Then they turned around and gave $500 gift cards to the volunteers that went with them so that they could do the things that they needed for their families for the holidays as well. Plus, they've got several other programs in place throughout the year. They call them their four pillars of success, which starts with youth development to help promote character, leadership development, positive self-image, and financial literacy. Then they've got an education pillar to prepare students to graduate from high school and go on to college. They have a health and wellness pillar that focuses on overall well-being, plus the prevention and cure for breast and pancreatic cancer. And then finally, a community empowerment pillar that focuses on family empowerment and eliminating the label of being underserved. So Rodney McLeod and his wife, Erica, are getting involved in a big way, giving back to the Philadelphia community as well, on top of what you talked about with Jason Kelsey. Check out the great stuff they're doing by going online to changeourfuture.org. Some amazing stuff, Bob, from that family.
Oh, kudos to the Eagles, huh, Chris? What a
right.
dedicated franchise. And again, we talk about it every week. We've heard about knuckleheads doing things during the week, but compared to what these guys do that we mentioned, you know, these guys always have to overshadow the others, and that's why we have this segment, Chris. We need to talk more about what the good things that are happening and not put that stigma on NFL players just because of the actions of a few, because these guys are out there raising millions of dollars for great causes, and the good ones get it, Chris. And thank goodness that most of them are good ones.
Yeah, no, 100%. For every Antonio Brown, there are 100 great guys out there doing stuff in their communities, whether it's in the communities they play in, whether it's their NFL community, their college community, their hometowns. They're out there doing this kind of work. And just think about the two things we talked about tonight and the amount of money and the amount of good that they did and the impact that they have on people's lives, the autism folks, and their families here, underserved families that they made a huge impact over the holidays. These are the things that guys are doing, right? These are the stories that, you don't hear enough about. We hear too much about Antonio Brown. Bob, what you talked about earlier, I think we need to live by that. Tonight's the last night we're talking about Antonio Brown, regardless of what he does in the future. You know, any knucklehead stuff, all that sort of thing. We just need to have a moratorium on talking about Antonio Brown. But these guys that are out there doing these great things that we spotlight every week are the ones that we're really going to focus on. So
those
kudos
are the
to
heroes.
Both of these guys. That's right.
Amen.
All right, my friend, it is time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks to Don Beebe, Tony Collins, Randy Cross, and Todd Stussy for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, I'm so thankful to get to spend my Thursday nights with you, my friend.
Same here, Chris. That was a great great show with some great friends, and Randy Cross, a new guest. Hopefully he'll come back. That was a terrific segment. And again, before we leave, we want to definitely pay homage to Coach Reeves. Chris, I know he meant so much to both yourself, and he was so cooperative on the TV side, the radio side, and you know, we say goodbye to guys that have perished in the past, but Coach was very near and dear to both of us, and the good thing, Chris, is he'll always be in our hearts, and he'll always be a Hall of Famer to us.
Yeah, absolutely, a guest Hall of Famer, and it certainly was a gut punch for both of us when we heard that Coach passed, and very near and dear to us on the show. You heard a little bit about that from Randy Cross tonight as well, but someone who meant a great deal to us, and he is going to be missed.
Yes, rest in peace, yeah. Coach Reeves. Yeah. We want to thank our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, also, Chris, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. And good night, Rusty. We also miss you guys.